Cantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Helping Children Succeed, What Works and Why, by Paul Tough. Narrated by Paul Tough. 1. Adversity. In 2013, the United States reached an educational milestone. For the first time, a majority of the country's public school students, 51% of them to be precise, fell below the federal government's threshold for being low income, meaning they were eligible for a free or subsidized school lunch. This wasn't an overnight development. According to data compiled by the Southern Education Foundation, the percentage of American public school students who are low income has been rising steadily since the foundation started tracking the number in 1989. Back then, fewer than a third of students met the definition. Passing the 50% mark may be a symbolic distinction, but as symbols go, it is an important one. It means that the challenge of teaching low-income children can no longer be considered a side issue in American education. Helping poor kids succeed is now, by definition, the central mission of American public schools, and by extension, a central responsibility of the American public. It is a responsibility we are failing to meet. According to statistics from the U.S. Department of Education, the gap in 8th grade reading and math test scores between low-income students and their wealthier peers hasn't shrunk at all over the past 20 years. The gap between poor and wealthier 4th grade students narrowed during those two decades, but only by a tiny amount. Meanwhile, the difference between the SAT scores of wealthy and poor high school seniors has actually increased over the past 30 years, from a 90-point gap on an 800.